what made you decide to go public with this? Why go on national TV and point the finger at your dad?
I tried everything at the beginning to be patient with the case and the authorities. And then more and more time went on, I would hear or see something. And then I started feeling not safe at all with the law enforcement. And especially, I've always lived my life in fear with my dad over all kinds of situations. But I knew if I didn't go national, that nothing was going to be resolved over my sister's case, and I couldn't let her down.
What made you suspect your father?
I have always heard him tell me, even when I lived up in Ohio, that he could hire a hitman, he could get somebody to do it cheap if he needed someone taken care of. And then when we moved down to Tennessee, he had told me in a real short time period that he already knew people and that he could have it done down here also already if anybody crossed him or if he needed anything to be done.
Why would he want Shannon to be hurt? Why would he want Shannon gone?
He was in some arguments with her, and my father was always a very greedy, vindictive person, and we were threatened to release any of that when we were younger. We were portrayed as a happy-go-lucky family, but when Shannon started her business and was getting successful, and I'm not real sure exactly what the fight was over, but it would come down to being greedy and money. And she was really a very strong person and hard-nosed person, but also loving on the other end. But he knew that he couldn't mentally abuse her like he did me or my mother. So the only way to take her down was to get rid of the situation. Get rid of the problem.
What has the sheriff's department said about this? I mean, your father on Dr. Phil said, "Oh, I've been cleared by the sheriff's office." Is that true? Is that what you understand to be the case with the sheriff's department, or what have they said about the investigation?
Well, of course, nobody's been arrested, and nobody's been cleared out of anything. Not even myself. I mean, I'm sure, you know, because nobody's been arrested, everybody's guilty, you know, but I do know that he was asked to take a polygraph test, and his wife at the time was asked, and they refused it. And even an ex-boyfriend refused it. I told him I would be glad to take a polygraph test, but they said, no, he didn't need to.
What was it like to confront him like that on a television show?
It was very stressful, but I knew I had to be brave. I had to be strong, and I had to do it for my sister, for myself, and for my mom, for all the hell that he has put us three girls through all of our lives. And I knew I was going to jeopardize my family members. And, of course, I hate that because now, of course, they're not reaching out to me. Some of them that are, of course, my dad's family. But they never knew about all this. And it's very shocking to them. But, again, we were threatened, you know, and told not to talk about anything. We were supposed to be a happy-go-lucky family.
When this happened, he was with you, right? So that he had an alibi, at least for his personal whereabouts, right?
Exactly.
Did you immediately suspect him, or was there something that altered, you know, that made you sort of, you know, get prickles and think, oh my goodness, maybe it was him?
No, I right away when I heard my sister had an accident and was dead, I knew it wasn't an accident. I knew she had to have been murdered because of his patterns and how he would threaten us, and he was fighting my sister and was fighting my mom too over some stuff, and I just knew he would have her killed, and it would all come down to money. And then I really realized it once I found out after she was murdered, the will that she had was a new one, and I never knew about any of her wills until after her death. And here she had a first one. My dad was in it, and he was going to get a percentage of the business, and I was too, and some other people were. But the second, the newest will, whatever they were fighting over had to be so bad. She stated in there that he did not get anything.
Do you think he knew that?
He told me he knew about the first will. He told other people he knew about the first will. But he had no clue about the second will until he met up with my cousin, and we went to a restaurant, and he got furious.